Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I mean, fascinating conversation with Kara and her experiences really becoming much more aware and developing more sensitivity to the differences that we all face. But, you know, there are so many ways that we, too, can travel and have an experience where we explore ways that we can make a difference, ways that we can become more compassionate and focus on ways that we can help really get rid of some of these injustices that we feel are really popping up so much in our society today. And I've collected a couple of museums that are located really around the U.S. that you can go and check out as you are visiting some of these cities or as you are making your vacation plans. Maybe there are also places that you can specifically go to learn more about racial injustice or discrimination really across other areas, not just only race, but also religion and gender and all other kinds of things as well. So I want to start with one that is really close by, one that is really well known. But if you haven't been to it lately, it's always a good place to go back and just kind of recenter yourself when we are talking about these type issues. And that is in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Martin Luther King Historic District. Now, this historic site, of course, includes Martin Luther King Jr.'s boyhood home, the gravesite, and the original Ebenezer Baptist Church, where King was baptized, and both he and his father were both pastors there. Now, visitors there can actually see a lot of different things there as part of the exhibits that were part of the American Civil Rights Movement. You can see artifacts, of course. You can see papers for Dr. King. You can see some of his clothing. There are so many things that you can see there. And if the home is open when you go, and you can go inside other than just walking around outside, you can actually see where Dr. King grew up in his boyhood home. So, of course, it's located in the historic Auburn Avenue district, and that's another area where you can check out, do some walking tours there, and learn a little bit more about the history, some of the historic and iconic events and places that were part of Auburn Avenue, kind of back in the day. It's still a great place to visit now, but back in the day, it was really one of those popular places, especially in the African-American community. So check out their website at nps.gov/MALU. And of course, NPS stands for the National Park Service, and the King District is part of that. The next one on my list is the Little Rock Central High School. And many of us, of course, are familiar with the incidents and activities that took place there. And this National Historic Site is recognized as one of the first major confrontation over the implementation of Brown versus the Board of Education back in 1954, that Supreme Court ruling when it occurred. This took place back in 1957. What happened was 9 African-American students were determined that they were going to attend this formerly all-white Central High School, and they made history with their persistence that they were going to attend, that they were not going to be turned away. Now, the museum is closed on certain national holidays, so I always suggest that people call ahead of time to make sure with your plans that you're planning on a day when you can actually go see and take full advantage of all of the exhibits and things that are there. Now, Little Rock Central High School is recognized for its role that it played in really the desegregation of public schools in the whole United States, located in Little Rock, Arkansas. So if you're looking for a place to vacation, take in some of this history, learn a little bit more, you can definitely check out their website at nps.gov/CHSC. And again, it's one of the National Park Services. Now, another one that has gotten really a lot of attention, and for good reason, is the National Museum of African American History and Culture. It is located in Washington, D.C., right on 1400 Constitution Avenue. Now, this museum is popular for a good reason. There are extensive displays and exhibits, photos, artifacts, personal belongings of iconic African Americans. And this museum is part of the Smithsonian Museum Collection. And it takes you through really the history of the United States through the lens of African Americans. So it really gives you a way to kind of feel as though you are fitting yourself in to see what those experiences were really all about. And not all of them are things that you feel, you know, that are just so painful. Some of them also, too, of those successful stories as well. So the museum has 12 inaugural exhibition focuses on the broad themes of like history, culture, and community. And these exhibits have been conceived to help transform visitors to have an understanding of African Americans in the American history and culture, how it all kind of fits together, and to really kind of adapt really that conversation so that you're speaking about it in that kind of inclusive type conversation. So it covers everything from American citizenship, liberty, and equality. And this museum, of course, as I said, really provides a very powerful and moving experience. And you can go as a group or as individuals, but I always say really take the family to something like this because it's very educational. And passes are available for groups to visit between April 1st and June 30th of this year. And passes for groups can also go between July 1st and September 30th. They will become available after May as well. So, hey, definitely check that out at www.nmaach.si.edu. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I am sharing with you some great opportunities for you to go and visit museums that really focus on injustice and ways that we can really become much more tolerant. So another one is the Charles Young Buffalo Soldiers National Museum, located in Wilberforce, Ohio. This museum was officially established in 2013 to memorialize Charles Young, who became really very popular because he overcame racism and inequality to become a really prominent military leader. He was born into slavery, but he would become the third African-American graduate of West Point and really was one of the highest-ranked black officers in the U.S. Army until his death in 1922. Now, the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, that's another one that people are very well, they know about it, of course, but it's one of those ones where people really, really like to go and visit if you're anywhere near Memphis. And it is one of the most well-known museums because, in addition to the King Center, it has a tie-in because the museum is a complex that is built around the former Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee, where Martin Luther King, Dr. King, was assassinated in April of 1968. Also as part of this museum is the building from which his assassin, James Earl Ray, fired that shot. So the museum was renovated recently back in 2014 with the increasing numbers of more exhibits and more ways for you to experience and learn more about those incidents. So check out their website at civilrightsmuseum.org. Now, there's a movie out about Beale Street, and Beale Street's one of those very popular streets in Memphis. So if you're already there doing some sightseeing, you want to also check out the Beale Street Historic District. So definitely make sure you put that on your itinerary as well, because the historic Beale Street runs from Mississippi River to the East Street and is one of the birthplaces of blues for the United States. So it really has a very prominent place in the music history here in the U.S. Landmarks include things like the Beale Street Tap Room, Mr. Hardy's Blues Hall, and King's Palace Cafe. So all of those historic, iconic places. And you can just imagine, because during the Beale Street's heyday back in the Roaring Twenties, you could just kind of take a carnival kind of view, a carnival atmosphere going on there. You had the booming nightclubs, theaters, restaurants, stores, pawn shops, then all the music that was going on. And if you looked around, you could see Stetson hats mingled with overalls. I mean, it was really kind of the mixing place of activities and excitement from people from all walks of life. So that was one of the things that made Beale Street so popular and such a fun place to visit. Check out their website at BealeStreet.com. And there are a couple of others. I'll just quickly go through them, but I'll definitely put them on the website. The National Center for Civil and Human Rights really takes looking at inequality further than just race. It also looks at things like gender and things like religion to also encompass how we can make a difference here in our society. And there are several museums that really highlight the National Underground Railroad and also, too, the International Civil Rights Museum. So there are a couple of places. So check out my website at travelbagswithanita.com to see more information about these, including all the websites that I have mentioned as well. And this has been a great show. I hope you have been inspired to really do a little bit deeper digging, even within yourself, and read more, visit more when you're thinking about those family vacations. Thanks for joining me today. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Bye-bye.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it
always will stay this way.